Before we say goodbye.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love, sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball, sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're just a fool in love.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been indicted on 18 felony counts involving mishandling classified information. Bolton denies wrongdoing, calling this a further weaponization. His lawyer says Bolton kept private diaries. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer said,
within this indictment, it says that none of the 18 counts in the indictment are associated with information that came out from the memoir. Instead, it's about information that was allegedly sent to two individuals within his family, as well as this alleged leak that Iran might have picked up.
Today, President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another round of high-level talks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll send the National Guard to Austin tomorrow ahead of planned No Kings anti-Trump protests in the city. And Britain's prime minister says he's angered by a decision from a soccer team banning Israeli fans from attending a game next month. This is ABC News. There was outrage in California after the governor indicated that President Trump was ordering missiles shot over a busy freeway this weekend, and that would cause the freeway to close. The military says that's not the plan.
As it was presented by Governor Gavin Newsom's office, at least on social media on Wednesday, President Trump was planning to shoot live missiles into Camp Pendleton over the busy 5 freeway or close to it, causing it to be shut down this weekend. But the military said no, the freeway won't be shut down. It is doing a demonstration for Vice President J.D. Vance to celebrate the Marine Corps' 250th anniversary, but it will be on approved training grounds at Camp Pendleton. Newsom's office says it is relieved the White House has backed off plans to shut down the interstate, although it's unclear if that was ever actually the plan. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Los Angeles is home to the L.A. Dodgers. Tonight, they can return to the Fall Classic. They lead the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0 the National League Championship Series. The American League Series continues in Seattle. Mariners and Blue Jays tied at 2. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be.
With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. The Cap Times of Madison found DPI investigated over 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors towards students. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney says he's ready to move on from this week's City Ethics Board decision against him. The panel determined that Dinney violated the city's ethics code when he moved a municipal drop box that the city clerk intended to use to collect completed absentee ballots during the 2024 election into his office. And Wisconsin's elk hunting season kicks off this weekend. It's the eighth season since reintroduction of elk in Wisconsin, and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. 13 hunters were randomly selected to participate in this year's hunt.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer, until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in. Just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person is dead after a house fire in Elk Mound Township Thursday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a person at E9099 570th Avenue called 911 to report a home on fire and that there was one person inside with mobility issues and could not get out of the home. A delivery driver and law enforcement officer attempted to get into the home, but it was fully engulfed. They could not rescue the person. Firefighters from Elk Mound, Colfax, Wheaton Township, and Menominee Fire Departments all responded to the blaze. The body of a female was located in the residence and pronounced dead at the scene by Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office. The name of the victim has not been released, pending notification of family members. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. No one was injured in a one-vehicle accident in the town of Belvidere Thursday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 57-year-old James Edsall of Cochrane was traveling southbound on Prairie Moon Road when he lost control of the vehicle, drove into the ditch, and struck a power pole, snapping the pole, then having live power lines go down across the truck, road, and ditch. Edsall refused medical transport. He was cited for failure to keep vehicles under control. A bill that would allow the use of the Highway 10 bridge by ATVs and UTVs passed the state Senate this week. Senate Bill 331 would change state law that currently prohibits ATVs and UTVs on bridges longer than 1,000 feet. The Highway 10 bridge is approximately 1,300 feet. Now, the city of Durand supports the changes to the law. That bill will now move on to the state assembly. Wisconsin State Senator Jesse James will run for the 31st State Senate District seat in 2026. James's announcement comes after his home was redrawn out of his current district. He says he's committed to representing Eau Claire County. James also noted his accomplishments in the 23rd District despite the redistricting. His Democratic opponent, incumbent Jeff Smith, is criticizing James's record and is calling for a focus on lowering housing and health care costs. 13 hunters are taking to the lands of the Black River Elk Range starting tomorrow. The group was selected at random from more than 25,000 applicants for approval to hunt in the area with the start of elk hunting season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports that the state is currently home to more than 400 elk. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Mayo Clinic will go out of network next year for most Medicare Advantage plans from two of the country's largest health insurers. The charges mean beneficiaries with United Healthcare and Humana in Minnesota will need different insurance coverage to continue access to the medical center in Rochester. Neither Mayo nor the insurance companies gave a reason for the change. The network cuts at United Healthcare and Humana are just two examples of how more than 1.1 million people in Medicare statewide in Minnesota are sizing up some big changes for next year, from higher premiums to fewer choices. Wisconsinites are being urged to get their flu, COVID, and RSV vaccines now rather than later. Wisconsin Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Haupt says those shots take time to activate in your body, so getting the shots now will help prevent you from catching or spreading illnesses later in the season. Haupt says DHS is worried about the spread of RSV this season, which can severely injure or even kill infants who are unable to get vaccinated. Making sure that you don't catch the virus is the best way to protect others. Haupt says flu, RSV, and COVID vaccines are available now from either your doctor, a clinic, or local pharmacy. If you're looking for help in getting a shot, check online at dhs.wy.gov to find a vaccination site near you. A bill establishing penalties for sextortion in Wisconsin is ready to be signed into law. The measure, named after 15-year-old sextortion victim Brady Bowen, makes it a standalone crime in the state. Thorpe Republican Jesse James explained on the state Senate floor that adults will coerce kids and teenagers into sending explicit images of themselves online. Once they do, they blackmail the kids by threatening to release the images, harm their families, or ruin their reputation and more, unless they pay a certain amount of money.
Braden took his own life earlier this year when confronted by a threat of sextortion. Governor Evers is expected to sign the bill, which allows for charging a Class B felony if the victim commits suicide, which would allow for imprisonment of up to 60 years on conviction. The government shutdown is delaying money needed for heating bills. The low-income energy assistance program is taking applications for this year, but it can't give the benefits without federal funding. According to the Minnesota Department of Commerce, the cash may not arrive until November or later, even if the shutdown is resolved soon. The program is made to help low-income families stay warm through the winter, and with temperatures starting to drop, this delay could have serious impacts. Annually, it helps about 125,000 households keep the heat on, mostly in the greater Minneapolis area and for people over the age of 60. The Wausau Ethics Board has determined that Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney did violate the city's code of conduct for elected officials by moving a municipal drop box from outside City Hall into his office last September. Clerk Caitlin Bernard had intended to install and open the box to receive completed absentee ballots before the 2024 presidential election. Dinney was ordered to conform his conduct to the requirements of the City of Wausau Ethics Code. The decision ends a process that started back in January when a group of citizens filed a complaint with the Ethics Board over Dinney's actions. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
It's down to the final four in the annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition. Finalists in the competition from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group include the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat, made in the central Wisconsin city of Marion, the New Berlin-made Comfort Custom Seating System from ProMobile, Kickoman Soy Sauce from Walworth, and Extrication Tools made by TNT Rescue Systems in Heartland. The final round of voting is now going on at madeinw-i.com through October 23rd, the day the winner will be announced at the WMC Business Day event in Madison. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Minnesota Vikings will come back from their bye to take on the Philadelphia Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday. Minnesota's coming off the 21-17 win in London during their most recent game October 5th. Minnesota's in third place in the NFC North with a 3-2 record. The team hasn't decided whether J.J. McCarthy will make his return from an ankle injury or if Carson Wentz will start his fourth game in a row. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Golden Gophers will try to get on a winning streak when they host Nebraska tonight. The Gophers just came from behind to beat Purdue 27-20 last Saturday. Minnesota is 2-1 in the Big Ten. Tonight's game kicks off at 7 o'clock. High school football from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In football in the Clover Belt, Eau Claire Regis easily defeats Neillsville Granton 42
7. So Regis ends the season with a perfect conference and regular season record. Meanwhile, in girls volleyball from the Dunn-St. Croix last night, Durand, Arkansas defeats Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 3-1. It was Boyceville over Elmwood Plum City 3-1. Clear Lake defeats Colfax 3-0. Spring Valley over Glenwood City 3-0. High school football tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand, Arkansas in the Clover Belts will be hosting Mondovi to wrap up the regular season. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Other Clover Belt games, Stanley Boyd at Elk Mound, Osseo Fairchild hosting Fall Creek. Meanwhile, in the Dairyland Conference, Pepin Alma is at Augusta, Blair Taylor hosting Whitehall. Melrose Mindoro travels to Cochran Fountain City. Independent Skilmington plays at Oliva Strom. Dunn-St. Croix Conference football tonight. Colfax hosting Spring Valley. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser at Elmwood Plum City. Clear Lake at Glenwood City. Boyceville travels to Turtle Lake. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Somerset at Altoona. Ellsworth at Osceola. Bill plays at Prescott. Amory at St. Croix Central. Again tonight, we'll have Durand, Arkansas hosting Mondovi in boys football, which begins at 6:45 on WRDN.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ASC certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a NAPA Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your NAPA Car Care Center. Located inside Durand NAPA, Madison Street, Durand.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Dodgers are one win away from returning to the World Series. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They knocked off the Brewers 3-1 in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series yesterday. Tommy Edman drove in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning with a single off of Jacob Mizorowski. Miz worked five innings and struck out 9 but suffered the loss. Caleb Durbin had 2 of the Brewers' 4 hits on the night. The Brewers now trail 3-0 in the series and face a must-win Game 4 tonight. Manager Pat Murphy.
That team's pretty good. So are we. We haven't shown our best foot. Like I said, if you would have told me the Dodgers were going to score 10 runs in 3 games, what would be the score? If you said 2-1 us or 1-2, 1-2 them, you know, you wouldn't say 0-3, but we haven't got the clutch hit.
Blue Jays tied the ALCS at 2 games apiece. They knocked off Seattle 8-2 in Seattle last night. The Hockey Badgers scored midway through the third to pull out a 1-1 tie against Minnesota State in overtime at the Kohl Center. Freshman Oliver Tulk had the goal and won all 15 of his face-offs. Head coach Mike Hastings.
You know what? He's got a mental hardness to him that he just goes out and plays. And I haven't been a part of many of those performances on the dot when you go 15-0. So he does that, and karma has a tendency to pay you back in this game. And when you're honest there and doing things that he was doing to score that goal, I thought was just a really big play.
Week 7 of the NFL season kicked off last night with the Bengals coming from behind to beat the Steelers 33-31. Arizona and the Green Bay Packers have one more day of work before squaring off in Arizona on Sunday. The Bucs have signed shooting guard A.J. Green to a 4-year deal worth $45 million. Green averaged 7.4 points a game last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds, 40% chance of a shower or storm, highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15, shifting to the southwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs upper 60s. Sunday, sunshine, highs upper 50s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds, Lake City 63, Mondovi, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 61. Pepin and O'Galley, 59 here at WRDN. Clouds, 61 with Rodney Atkins and watching you. It's 7:25.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. While in my four-year-old said a four-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been away. Said my little bear is growing up, and he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman will be. Just like, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do? 'Cause
between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got
for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Heavens to Betsy, coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell.
Yeah. surprised as I am.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Jackson Dean, Heavens to Betsy. 7:35, I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Friday. And next hour, of course, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page as well at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. And you can send us a message that way. Also, this morning, we'll have Jessica McMahon from Pepin County Land Conservation in at about 9:10 or so. We're going to talk about the tree sale going on with land conservation. This is a chance for you to maybe spruce up the yard or replace some trees that fell down or have been damaged or old, that sort of thing. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And plus, we're going to find out more about the Haunted Trail event going on at Holden Park on Halloween. Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun, just saying. So we're going to talk with Jessica about that here coming up at about 9:10 this morning. Also later on tonight, high school football final regular season game as Durand, Arkansas hosting Mondovi. We'll have coverage starting at about 6:45 from the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Oh, it's good to be home. Just saying. I don't have to sit outside in the bleachers with questionable internet service, being next to a incredibly loud audio speaker for the whole football field. None of that stuff. So it's good to be home for a final regular season game. And again, our coverage beginning at 6:45. We'll have it again on the radio. We'll have it on our streaming audio and streaming video services through our website. We'll also be on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel and also NTEC Channel 99. So looking forward to that. What else is going on, Brewers? What happened, man? What's going on? Seriously. I mean... It's like, come on, you guys. What happened here? Now they're down 3-0. What happened to the bats? Now we got to call Jobu up or something, man. Anything. They're down now 3-0. Oh, the Dodgers could sweep them now. Oh, that's very revolting there. Well, they got one more shot at it here. They got a win to stay in. Simple as that for the Brewers. Also, I guess gloom, despair, and agony on me as well. The National Weather Service issuing their forecast for the upcoming winter. And for someone like me, it's just like, oh, man, no. Yeah, we have a... Apparently, La Nina will be in effect, and that means we could see colder than normal temperatures and more than normal snow. That's what at least the early forecast is. Again, this is a 3-month thing out. Everything could change, you know, that sort of thing. I know for the snowmobile people, they're going to be excited about it. For me, no, not at all. One, that means my heating costs go up. Two, I don't like driving in the snow. I don't like shoveling snow. And I just don't like the cold, period. And I'm not in a position to say, oh, by the way, it's the day after Christmas. We'll be talking to you from our summer home wherever for the next 3 months. Can't do that either, so I'm just going to have to deal with it, I guess. And I'm not a bear. I can't just hibernate for 3 months either.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Forecast for today, increasing clouds. We'll have a 40% chance of a shower or storm. Highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs upper 60s. For Sunday, sunshine, cooler, highs upper 50s. Clouds across the region this morning, Lake City 63, Mondovi, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 61, Pepin and O'Galley 59 here at WRDN. We do have clouds at 61 with Luke Combs and The Kind of Love We Make. It's 741.
city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you, so I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. This is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From a dirt road corn crop, boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Testifying from the bone in the cut till the day that I'm dust, I'ma stay country or die trying. I don't do much thinking about time in a pine box, sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed God-fearing man
on the boondocks, chisel those words on my gobble headstone. Bible and an almanac up on a shelf.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, Stay Country or Die Tryin'. 7:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that there'll be a Red Cross blood drive coming up on October 27th from noon to 6 p.m. This will be at the Plum City American Legion Community Center. And all you have to do is call 800-RED-CROSS, 800-RED-CROSS to schedule that appointment. Well, for our police officers, of course, they have to go through a lot of training. Brianna, she went to the academy. And part of that training, of course, is always having to, you know, like dealing with folks driving under the influence, that sort of thing. And a lot of times, the departments will ask for volunteers to help out, to train new officers on how to see, you know, what someone looks like or how they're acting when they're under the influence. So they'll ask for volunteers. Now, I've always heard about this with alcohol, that part of it. I've seen these requests before and that sort of thing. Now, well, police in Ocean City, Maryland, were taken aback by the response to a call for volunteers not to have a whole bunch of adult beverages, but to smoke weed in front of them. The request for adults to take part in the smoking session at the upcoming Maryland Highway Safety Office's DUI conference went out on social media on Tuesday afternoon. Registration closed within hours. Oh, imagine that. Wait a minute. You're asking me to come to your conference, and in front of law enforcement, I get to smoke weed and not be arrested? Sure, we'll do that. The program gave student officers a chance to observe real-time cannabis impairment so that they can easily recognize it when they're out on the street and pull someone over. That's, again, part of that training. Just something. I don't think I'm going to be hearing Chief Ridgeway asking for volunteers for that anytime soon. My question is for the volunteers, did they also get plenty of munchies with that?
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durand or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-921-5252. That's 800-921-5252. 800-921-5252.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. Made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas in. She'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, nothing else would come between the two of us if Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here.